seen Steve?
Nope.
He's been driving me nuts. Every afternoon he asks me if he can walk me to work.
What you need is an Urkel repellent.
Yeah, well, I'm going to fool him today. I'm leaving an hour early.
Hi, Angel Lips. Do you want me to walk you to work? It's no trouble at all, my little babushka.
I give up.
The newspaper page and love and tradition of the grand design, some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene. Smother the blues with tenderness. There's room for you, room for me, for gentle hearts and opportunity. It's the bigger love of the family.
Thanks, Mom. Hey, look. Richie's checking out the stock market.
You got any hot tips, sweetie?
Toys.
You want us to buy a toy stuff?
No, just toys.
Harriet?
Uh-oh.
Oh, great. It's dance contest time again.
My favorite time of year.
Mine, too.
Oh, please, not in front of the children.
Dad, do we have to sell tickets this year?
No, sweetheart, you don't have to.
Yes.
You get to.
Oh, come on, kids, perk up. I mean, after all, the dance contest is for a good cause. We raise a lot of money for the Policeman's Memorial Foundation.
Dad, can I be honest about going to the dance contest?
Sure.
I'd rather do a swan dive on a cactus.
Why?
Well, it's real depressing watching people your age do the lumbata.
Well, I took that jacket down a peg or two.
Well, why don't you come on upstairs with me? I got a sweater that's been giving me trouble.
Harriet, make note. Charlie Carnelli is not welcome in this house.
Fine. Who's Charlie Carnelli?
The biggest jerk down at the precinct. A jackass with a badge.
I thought that was your captain. Sit down, relax, tell me what happened.
2 weeks ago, this turkey transfers in from the south side. I could tell he was a goober from the get-go.
And how does this goober get you?
Everything's a competition with Charlie. Who's got the best score down at the shooting range? Who gets the most collars? Who can burp the longest?
I bet you won that one.
Well, of course, but that's not the point. Today, Charlie starts shooting off his mouth about how he's gonna win the dance contest. He starts telling everybody that he's the world's greatest dancer. Now, that kind of bragging is childish, stupid, and petty.
Carl, you are absolutely right.
So I told him we're gonna wipe up the floor with him.
Carl!
Rachel! Is Rachel here?
No, she's at work, but I'm sure she heard you.
Well, I'm gonna ask her to come up with a killer routine just for us.
Carl, I thought you said we were entering this contest for the fun of it.
Yeah, well, fun just went out the window. This is war. A fight to the finish. The Carnellys and the Winslows are gonna rumba.
You can't lose.
Thanks, but let's hear it for my partner, Carl the Dancer.
Oh, well. Thank you. Thank
you. What happened?
My back. It just went out, and pain came in.
Oh. Daddy, are you okay?
Oh, Daddy's fine, sweetheart. He's just fine.
Maybe it'll help if I rub your back some.
Maybe it will. Maybe it won't.
Carl, is there anything I can get for you?
My gun.
That's it. I'm calling Dr. Van Lowe.
Oh. Dad, can you straighten up at all?
No, but that's okay. I mean, there are plenty of advantages to being bent over like this, sweetheart. Harriet?
Yes?
I need new shoes.
Carl, that's it for the dance contest.
What? No! Ow! Wait! Ow!
Here, Dad. Sit down.
Oh, okay.
Take the load off.
All right. Easy. Carl. Easy now. Oh, okay.
Step up.
Oh. Okay. All right. Just give me. Okay. Give me. Oh, thank you, son. I love you.
Carl, if you try to dance with a wrench back, you're going to injure yourself permanently.
Harriet, I can't drop out of the dance contest now. I will not give Carnelli the satisfaction.
Real smart, Carl. And then after the contest, you can just spend the rest of your life looking like a pretzel.
Carl, Dr. Van Lowe says he can see you in an hour, and he said, don't worry, he's got a treatment.
You see, Harriet, he'll get me back in shape, and I'll be just fine. Okay, kids, come on. I need help. And we gotta hurry.
What's the rush? We'd have to be to the doctor's for an hour.
That's how long it'll take me to get to the car.
Dad, Laura and I are going to the mall. We need some money.
How much money do you need?
$20 should cover it.
My wallet is in my right front pocket.
Say, Dad, I can clean you out and there's really nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, but eventually I'd get out of this thing and I'd have to hunt you down.
Right.
You kids go and have a good time.
Want us to hang you out on the porch so you can get some sun?
Just go. Oh, finally, peace.
Want Steve?
World peace, but the reason I'm here is to ease your plight.
Thank you very much, Steve, but my plight's been eased. Dr. Van Lowe said I'll be fine by the dance contest. He says I have to hang in this thing for 10 days, 4 hours a shot.
That's much too much time to spend by yourself, so I'm gonna keep you company.
What?
Yep, I'm your bus ticket out of Lonesome Town.
That's very thoughtful, Steve, but please.
I'm gonna be with you every single second you're in that thing.
Harriet!
Encyclopedia Britannica. A.
Anybody?
You know what, Carl? The Carnellis are good.
Yeah, I gotta give that obnoxious jerk credit.
Steve, you like this kind of music?
Not really.
Maybe there's hope for you yet.
I'm more of a polka kind of guy.
Charlie, my wife, Harriet.
Nice to meet you.
Hi. My wife, Ellen. My wife's prettier.
In your dreams.
Okay, it is time for our next contestants. Now let's put your hands together for Harriet Winslow and her lovely husband, Carl.
You two don't worry about a thing. You got this puppy locked up.
Say, you're very pretty.
Well, thank you.
Now get off my stage.
You ready?
Let's go for it, handsome.
for that wonderful couple, weren't they great?
Bravo!
Huh? Thank you.
Bravo! On the door!
You know,
bravo!
Thank you. Thank you. It's a real pleasure to see such talent from the police commissioner's kids, huh? Oh. Oh, okay, the results. Oh boy, this is the moment we've all been waiting for. The winning couple of the 8th Precinct's annual dance contest is... Charlie and Ellen Carnelli! And Carl and Marion Winslow, we have a... There will be a dance-off to determine the winner. And the judges have decided that the dance will be the... Uh-oh, jitterbug. So let us just give it up for our finalists, huh? And you people, just please, take a bow, huh? Come on.
Again.
Out! It's on vacation!
I'll go tell the judges we can't dance.
No, no! We gotta beat the Carnellis. We're just a jitterbug away from victory.
Carl, this competition thing is driving you crazy. You're in pain. When are you gonna give it up?
Never. Carl Winslow dances to the death.
Attaboy, Carl!
Out, Steve! Out! It hurts!
Oh, Carl, you got a little back problem here?
Oh, no, Charlie, I was just admiring my shoes. Yeah, look, real leather.
Oh, well, I'm glad to see you're okay. For a second there, I thought maybe you were going to try to chicken out.
Johnny?
Johnny, you okay?
Oh, it's my ankle. It's fine.
It's a strong ankle, real fine.
Folks, it is time for the dramatic dance-off. Now, dancers, to the floor, please. And here they come, ladies. Here they come. The dance of champions. The champions. Are we ready? Okay, boys, hit it!
Doing?
Charlie, you're hurt. We gotta stop.
Excuse me? What's going on here?
Well, we can't dance anymore. My husband sprained his ankle.
Oh, I'm sorry. You lose.
What?
Folks, the winners of this year's dance contest.
Can I say something, please? You know, this competition thing has gotten way out of hand. You know, I'm hurt. Charlie's hurt. We both want to win so bad that we're not having any fun. Right, Charlie?
Right, Carl.
So I think it's only fair that we declare this a tie. I think we both deserve to win.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Hey, now there is a noble gesture. Isn't that great, folks? Isn't that great? Unfortunately, it's against the rules, so hey, you both lose by default. Okay, then. And let's hear it for the winners, the commissioner's kids!
Oh, you were wonderful, absolutely wonderful. What's your hourly rate? My parents are hourly.
And now let's turn the evening over to our young people and their music. They are this country's future, so let's just grin and bear it, huh? Young people, join me. Come.
Can't touch this.
You can't touch it.
Can't touch this.
Where's the
can't touch this.
you.
Really?
Yeah. You had Charlie beat. They would have given us the trophy. But instead, you showed what a good sport you could be.
Well, thanks, babe.
Come on, Mr. Bojangles. Let's go home. I'm gonna fix you a big banana split and then hang you up on the door.
You really know how to treat a guy.